a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The House Health and Human Services Committee will now come to order. Welcome. Good morning, everybody. I just want to remind everybody, as a courtesy to everybody that is here, especially those testifying, that you shut your cell phones off now and at least get them down to a vibrate. Having said that, just relax, and I will ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Campbell.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Hager.
Here.
Heineman.
Here.
Hickey.
Here.
Langer.
Here.
Sly.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Hawks.
Here.
Heinert.
Here.
Soli.
Here.
Magstad.
Here.
And Munsterman.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Very good. And we want to not only welcome the folks that are here today, but those who are listening over the internet. Just as a reminder, well, first of all, we do have a page that we would like to have introduced. Would you come to the mic and introduce yourself and tell us who you are and where you're from and what you plan to do with your life?
My name's Brittany Eschelhoff.
There's a little button there, and the green light should pop on.
Okay. My name's Brittany Grunwald. I'm from Hartford, South Dakota, and I'm going to STI for early childhood education next year.
Great. Well, it's great to have you with us here, Brittany. Just as a reminder, if you have any handouts, make sure they get distributed through our page. And sign-in is required by the Secretary of State. And if you're a lobbyist or here on behalf of an organization, make sure you have your badge on, because we won't let you testify if you don't. So, and then any questions that you have need to be directed through the chair, we'll move forward with that. And so with that, we do have three bills on the calendar today. There is one, House Bill 1025, that we will defer to the next committee meeting. There's an amendment being worked on right now, and they asked for us to be able to do that. And so we'll consider two bills today, House Bill 1017, which is to repeal certain outdated and necessary statutes related to the Department of Social Services. We will now take proponent testimony for House Bill 1017. And good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the council, the committee. You'll look in a good mood, and I'll try not to change that for you. My name is Dan Todd. I'm one of the Assistant Attorney Generals, and I work for the Department of Social Services, and I'm here to give some testimony on 1017 and request your vote for that. It's a result of one of the governor's red tape review processes, and ultimately just basically request that you repeal certain statutes which are no longer reflect current use or purpose, to put a little bit more substance to it. Section 1 was a data collection and retention statute. It's now being covered by other processes, either within law enforcement or the UGS, so no longer needed to require state's attorneys and DSS to be part of that process. Sections 2 through 4 are 1939 statutes. Yeah, we still have a few of those. It's amazing that we find some of those from 1939 still in our books. And but those are all statutes which are now more specifically dealt with by other titles or chapters in the code, and so we should repeal those, get those off the books. Sections 5 and 6 are really part of an alcohol drug treatment prevention chapter, which are no longer used or necessary and are outdated. So we request your support in repealing all 6 of those statutes, and I'll be available for questions if you have any. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. Any further proponent testimony for House Bill 1017? Proponent testimony. Any further proponent testimony? We'll move on to opponent testimony. Any opponent testimony for House Bill 1017? Opponent testimony? One last time, open testimony for 1017. Very good. We'll close the public hearing. Committee questions. Anybody have questions? Representative Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I have a question for you, if you don't mind. Section 2, it talks about 26-4-9 being repealed. I'm assuming that's probably duplicative language. Could you just tell me where in law that would be, where it talks about what the Department of Social Services does and who they assist, or not who they assist, but they do assist law enforcement, all laws relating to like the welfare of children, et cetera?
Well, we have various other chapters, as this, as indicated, and that section really dealt with a group of, it refers to welfare of children, and some of that is referenced in 26, I believe, in other chapters, 26, 6. There's some of the child welfare statutes, and then child labor, I'm not sure where that would be, but there's some other in the labor provisions. The abuse to children or criminal acts against children would be in Title 2222, I believe. And then the contributory delinquency statutes are all going to be in 268A. So, I mean, they've kind of been broken out over the years into different areas. I may not have caught all of those, but I think that's generally where they're at.
Yep.
So just to clarify, to your understanding, they're duplicative.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I should be asking you if I can answer. I'm sorry.
We'll let you slide this time. First meeting. Don't worry about it. Any further committee questions? Thank you, Mr. Todd. We'll move into committee discussion and action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Maxted.
Yes, I move to pass.
Second.
We're all jumping at that. We have a do pass motion from Representative Maxted, seconded by Representative Hager. Discussion on the motion.
Yes, I think that this is just one more of those cleanups that was overdue. And having been here, I went the third year of cleanups. Maybe we won't see as many cleanups anymore. I don't know. Maybe this is the last tail end. So I'm happy to support cleanup of government bureaucracy.
Very good. Further discussion on the motion? The motion is due pass on House Bill 1017. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Campbell.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Hickey.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Sly.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Hawks.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Soli.
Aye.
Magstad.
Aye.
Munsterman.
Aye.
13 ayes, zero nays.
Very good. House Bill 1017 goes to the House floor. Do pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hager.
I have a motion to move to consent.
Second.
Representative Hager moves consent. Representative Magstead second. Anybody against a consent? Putting this on consent. Very good. It'll go on consent. All right, we'll move on. House Bill 1018, which is to revise certain provisions regarding the record-keeping process of child welfare agencies to the Department of Social Services. Proponent testimony for House Bill 1018. Welcome again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Again, for the record, my name is Dan Todd. I'm one of the Assistant Attorney Generals, work for the Department of Social Services. 1018 is the result, again, of part of the Governor's Red Tape Initiative. In reviewing those statutes, we came across 26620, which really has some value in retaining, but noticed that the language in that statute was so outdated that we needed to update it. The original statute currently refers to paper records kept by the department and child welfare agencies, and so we tried to clean that up so it reflects a little bit more current use and value for the code. Again, I'll be available for questions if you have any. Request your support for this bill.
Very good. Further proponent testimony for House Bill 1018. Proponent testimony. Any further proponent testimony? Very good. Any opponent testimony for House Bill 1018? Opponent testimony? Any opponent testimony? Very good. We'll close the public hearing and go into committee questions. Any questions that the committee may have? Representative Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we're deleting some words in here that I don't understand. On primarily line 8, children upon blanks furnished by. What is blanks? What is that word?
In the original part of the code, correct? I believe that, Mr. Chairman.
Dan Todd.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
May I answer? The original statute refers to blanks furnished by the department, and I assume in the old days we were having forms that would, you could just hand them a blank form and they could fill in the lines as needed and sign off on those, and we haven't used those for quite some time.
It's a good question.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Steele.
Thank you. That same sentence on line 8, it says may require. Can you give me an example of where it may require and it may not? What? Why sometimes they do, why don't they require them all the time?
Mr. Chairman, answer. Representative Steele, the department has, I guess, different areas which we'd request information, and so we leave that discretionary so we can ask for information as we may need to use for applications or for benefits that or for services that people are needed. And as time progresses, we may need different information, and so leave it discretionary as we may request.
Any further committee questions? Yes, Representative Campbell.
Line 10 and 11. In today's world, that doesn't seem too... Well, let me read them. Disclosure of this information shall be properly safeguarded by the agency. It's lined out. Does that now mean it isn't safeguarded?
I believe, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I believe we've inserted language to say that it would be confidential.
Yeah. Above.
So that's the protection that we're providing.
Okay. Thank you.
At the very end.
Okay. Further committee questions? All right, thank you, Mr. Todd. We'll move on to committee discussion and or action. Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move due pass of House Bill 1018.
There's a motion by Representative Sly for a due pass motion and seconded by Representative Magstead. Any comments or discussion on the motion?
I think, once again, this is part of that red tape review, and I think it's always good to go back through our statutes and make them pertinent to today rather than years ago.
Very good. Thank you. Any further comments? Representative Steele.
Thank you. I guess, and I'll be voting for it, but that still may require kind of turns me the wrong way. It gives flexibility there, which may, I don't know the whole picture, so maybe there's something there I'm missing, but it seems to me it gives them more flexibility in choosing what they may want and what they may not want and pick and choose. And I guess I'd like to have seen something more concrete. And this they can ask and this they can't. But I have to assume it's covered. I trust the department.
Further comments or discussion on the motion? We have a new pass motion on House Bill 1018. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Campbell.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Hickey.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Sly.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Hawks.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Soli.
Aye.
Magstead.
Aye.
Munsterman.
Aye.
13 yay, 0 nay.
House Bill 1018 passes with due pass. That is all we have for today.
Sure.
Yes, Representative Hager, thank you.
Motion to move to consent.
Second.
Is there any disagreement on that? I am hearing none. Very good. 1018, we'll move to consent. Thanks for jumping right on that. Very good. Well, we don't have any other bills on our calendar for today, since we will move 1025 and accommodate that. So any, just take a few minutes here. Is there any questions or thoughts that you may have as we move into the session? We'll just, we have some time to visit if you want to. Very good. Well, I'm always available, as well as our vice chair. So if you have any questions, and of course, LRC, make sure that you do that. Otherwise, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
There's a motion by Representative Hickey, seconded by Representative Magstead. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Very good. Thank you.